Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun. Holy moly. Pick it up. We'll be holding 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. First one in line is Vechol. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that Shchiv Mirah is because of Kol Nechatz of Lacherim, that if Shchiv Mirah writes away all his possessions to others, and he leaves over a karka kolshu, Matanoso Kayamas, and his Matana is upheld even if he gets better. Now, we're trying to figure out what does that mean, kolshu? So we had said, right, Rav Yosef, our Mishnah, when it says a land of any, of a kolshu, any size, what does it mean, even if it's a small amount? And Rav Yosef says it must be that you can't, his question on the end of yesterday's daf was that it can't be that the Tana is talking about somebody who's sick who held up enough to support himself. And the Abaye still comes and says, now hold on one second, that's a question of Yosef, that when it says the word kolshu, that it means literally any size. Less shiura. And anytime he says the word kolshu, there's no shear. In other words, like, come on. Really? It means it's tiniest amount? V'hatinan, but we learned in a Mishnah. Mishnah Chulin. Abedosim ben Organus Omer. Chamesh Ruchedos Gozizos Manu Manu Pras. There are five sheep. Each of one you shear off. Hergozes, you shear the wool. You take off a mana and a half of wool. Chayavos b'reishis hageis. Those are going to be chayav in reishis hageis. We know the reishis hageis is what you have to give to the kohen. You shave it off, you give it to him. And so that's what it is, right? The chamesh rechelos gozos manu manu pras chayavos b'reishis hageis. And whoa. Chamomim chamesh rechelos gozos kolshen. They say five sheep that are when you shave kolsha, right? Even a little bit, even a little amount. Says the Gemara, if I mean a common kolsha, how much is that? I'm a rav, mano pras, it's a mana and a half. Lobavachu michumashos, as long as each of the sheep is going to give a fifth of that amount, right? So when it says, the Chamim is saying a total amount of all five has to equal a mana and a half. Each sheep has to give 20% of that amount because it's five sheep. And so what do you see? When he uses the word kolshen, but there is an amount. You said kolshen means even retaining a tiny amount, Rav Yosef and Akasha, saying like it can't be something that's going to support you because kolshen means a tiny amount. Clearly we see that it doesn't mean what you think it meant because it actually has a minimum shear that we learned. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, nah, hasam bedinu delo listening kolshu. Over there by the Mishnah when it talks about the wool of the sheep, it really shouldn't have written the word kolshu. By the Tekana Tanakama Shiur Rabba, because of the fact that Tanakama spoke of a much bigger amount, therefore, Amayu Namishur Zutra, he said a much smaller amount. Karila kolshu, he called it a kolshu. But don't think that the general sense of kolshu would mean that it's a... But generally speaking, kolshu means the tiniest amount. Zogde Eli Gemara, Pshita... It is pushit. Amar metaltalai leplanya. If a person says, my metaltan should go to ploni, kol mani tashmish de kani lebar michite visari. Then all the money, all the utensils he uses are going to give it to that person, except for wheat and barley. Right? So when we say the idea of metaltalin, it doesn't mean things like food, but rather it means even kalim. Kol metaltalai leplanya. And a person says that all my metaltalin should go to ploni, afilu, because the first one was metaltalai leplanya, now it's kol metaltalai leplanya, then it's afilu chita v'sar, it's even including those things, afilu b'chayim el yonakara, he's even getting the upper millstone, lebar mirachem echatona, except for the lower millstone. As Rashbam says, even though that is a metaltalin, it's considered like maybe more like karka, something which really doesn't move from its place. Kol de metaltal. Let's say he says anything can be moved. I feel rechaim etachtona kani, and even that's going to be also kone. Ibar lehu frek da gemara avda kimekarka o kimetaltal dami. What about an eved? Is an eved is a slave? What is he considered like? Is he considered like land or like metaltalin? Somebody says he's giving away his metaltalin, the slaves also go. Amar le rav acha bereid rav avi le rav ashi toshima. Signal from a mishnah we saw in Samaches. Hamocher here, someone says a city doesn't say what's included. Macher batim sichem oris mechatzos. He's selling the houses, the pits, the ditches, the vaults, the bathhouses. Obeis badin, obeis hashlochen, the olive press, and the beis hashlochen. Avavavalos ametaltalin. He's not giving over the metaltalin. But when he goes and he says, when this one's selling to the buyer, says, he, and everything inside of it, if you all of them are sold. If you want to say that the slave is like metaltalin, that's because of that, right? Because of the fact that a slave is not sold with the city in the first case of the Mishnah. Right? If you say it's because of the karka, my lum is happened. Then why wasn't he sold? Why are you saying, and if you did this, right? And if you look how you heave chomash of besocha, right? Then it's concluding it. Then why would you say, again, if you want to say it's considered like metantlin, mishamachil, mishamish, that's why it wasn't sold in the first part, because what the lashon was, someone who sells as a ear, that he sold the button, sichemaros, mechotzos, bezaman, of a loss of metantlin. But then when he adds other things, then even the slaves must be, the what? Must be talking about kaka. Velamaik, metantlin. Dummy, you want to say the slaves like metantlin, my afilu. Then how do you explain the mission when it says the word afilu, then even? Just be dragged along with all metaltlin. Why are you making them like some sort of chiddush like they're not normally metaltlin? What do you want to say? Shiny metaltlin denied the metaltlin denied. Must be this difference in metaltlin that can move and metaltlin that can't move. A slave can move by himself, but your cup is not moving by itself. And once we say that, you can even say it's considered like karka. And shiny mikarka denied mikarka denied. There's a difference in karka that can move and ones that can't. So therefore, you have no raya, whether you look at an evid, it's considered like metaltlin or like karka. Let's try again. Or avadim like karka metaltlin. Amalei Rav Yehuda Rabash, Yitoshima. Hakosev, somebody writes all of his stuff to his slaves. The Yotze ben Chorin, the guy goes free. Because he was one of the possessions. Sheer kaka culture, but he's over a little bit of land. It says everything's given over to Ploni, my slave, except for some land. Lo Yosef Ben Chorin. He does not go Ben Chorin, right? Because land might be the slave himself. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Le'olam, who Ben Chorin really is free. Al Shiyom, Akol Nechsayin, Nesun, Leploni, Avdi, Chutz Me'echem, Yibo Shalem. Everything's given over, except for 1/10,000th of it, right? And maybe what he means is the slave himself, and then forgets to keep it. Okay, now, Vam Rav Dima, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar. Asu metaltlin shiur etzel eved velo asu metaltlin shiur etzel ksuba. That's where we ended off with yesterday's daf. The chachamim said that metaltlin are asu metaltlin shiur, like a holding back in reference to slaves. Velo asu, but they didn't consider metaltlin significant holding back in reference to getting rid of the ksuba, the shibud of the ksuba. V'amalei Rav of Nachum, my time, what is the reason you make a distinction? Why is it the metaltlin are considered one thing when it comes to an eved, another thing when it comes to a ksuba? Avda metaltlu, because an eved is considered like metaltlin, a metaltlin, metaltlin, avishir. So one metaltlin holding back, you know, for another metaltlin that's considered you held something back. A ksuba is isha, but the woman's ksuba comes from the karka, mikarkahu. A metaltalin, mikarka, lovishir. A metaltalin is not considered holding back in reference to karka. Right? So what do we come out? Kum derois. That they're saying that an eved is in the category of metaltalin. Beep, turn the page. Kufdan. So now we're good. It's metaltalin. So it's gemara, kufdan rebeis, amalei. Nah, we say that the reason the slave doesn't go out is because of the Kris Gita. You need to have a bill of emancipation. A bill of emancipation is not a shtar that separates him from the master. In order for a slave to be gone, you have to give him a get shichur. Get shichur is a total severance, right? But over here, we're saying that the reason the slave is going to remain a slave is not because we look at him at the metaltalin as he is the metaltalin that the master wants to hold on to. It's not the reason. Rather, it's because the shtar is not a complete and total severance, not a real krus, like kares of cut off. Right, since it's giving to the slave all the stuff except for some of the metaltlin, turns out that the star is not going to be a complete and total severance. That's why. So you don't have a raya. Amar Rav Nachman. Chamisha, there are five different types of situations where a person is giving over matana that it's going to work only ad sheichtiv kol nechseim, until he writes totally and all and everything and all of his possessions away. Ve'eluhin, shchimira, avdo, shchimira we spoke about, avdo is an evident slave, ishto, a man who's giving to his wife, ubadav is giving to his children, mavrachas, and a woman who, which we will see what that is. Shchimira d'tan, a person who's like on his deathbed, like you know, in the Mishnah that we learned. Shchimira shakos of kol nechas v'lachir, m'shir kaka kolshu, matoso kayamim, his gift is going to hold up, even if he gets better. Lo shir kaka kolshu, if he didn't leave over anything for himself, in matnaso kayamis, then his matana doesn't work. So you see, things are treated differently depending on how they, what they did. Avdo tanan is eved, right? It depends on whether or not he gave everything or not. Kosef kol nechas v'avdo, he writes everything to the slave, yotze mechor, he goes free. But shir karka kosher, there's a little bit later, he doesn't go out free. Isha don't rev you, don't rev. But his wife, this is talking about, again, the matana to his wife, is whether or not he gives away everything. Kosef kol nechas v'lishto, ralav him lo sayel apachapa. All he did is make an apachapa, like a manager over his estate. That's if he gave it all. Bana, by his children, the time we learned in the Mishnah and Peah, Hakos v'konachos of Bana, he writes all of his properties to his sons, because v'lishto kaka kosher, he writes his wife. A little bit, then ibzik subah, so she loses out her ksuba. Mavrachas to Amarmar. What's the case of the mavrachas? This is talking about a woman who's trying to hold on to property over here. That is, that she was married, her husband dies, she gets stuff from that. Now she wants to hold that stuff and hold on to it and make sure that her new husband is not going to be able to go out and to take this property once they get married. So she gives over the property to a third party before getting married on the condition, right? On the condition that this third party is going to give it back if she ever gets divorced or she gets widowed. So Mevrachas Damer Mar, it says, Mevrachas Suichas Tichtov Konachasa, a woman has to give over all of her stuff from, and if she wants to keep it from her husband, she has to sign it all over to this third party. Now, ubekulu mitatli have a shiur. In all these cases that we just mentioned, ubekulu mitatli have a shiur. Mitatlin is considered something of holding back, just like karka. So if you hold back a little bit of mitatlin, just like if you hold back a little karka, then it means you didn't give everything. Labar miksuva, except for the woman's ksuba, where a husband's gift to his sons is going to cause his wife to lose out the ksuba, only land is going to be significant. De'amikarkoi takinu rabbanan. In that case, then holding back mitatlin is not considered anything, because they said that a woman's ksuba is only on the land itself. Mimitatle lo takinu rabbanan, but they didn't go ahead and they didn't decree that she can collect the ksuba from his mitatlin. Amibaramar, metaltan the ksuba b'ksuva, metaltan that are specifically written in the ksuba, visnu be'inayu have a shear, and they're still intact, have a shear is considered that it is a shear, like that is left over. Amar nechase leplanya, let's say a person says, my nechasim, they go to so-and-so. And it says the Rashbam here, piskei halacha saying shaposeg ha-gemara, we're paskini now, here we go. Avda ikri nechse, an eved's called a nechasim. The town is learned in the Mishnah and Peah. Kosef kol nechas v'la'adu yotze ben chorin. Ari ikri nechase. Right, someone gives it, writes all of the nechasim, then the guy goes free. Ari ikri nechase, land is called nechasim. The town is, it says in the Mishnah in Kiddushin, nechasim shishlam achrayas nikdam b'kesef v'shtar uvichazaka. That is nechasim. Glima nechase. Clothing, like a shirt, a jacket, is considered like clothing. It's considered nechasim. The ketan, as with the mission kedushin, also v'she'en l'machrayas einiknam elu b'mashicha. Things that don't have achrayas can be acquired only through mashicha. Zuze ikri nechase. Coins are considered nechase. That is related in a mishnah. V'she'en lahem achrayas, and things that do not have achrayas niknam im nechasim b'sheisam achrayas b'kasev v'shtar u'chazaka. Yehadur apapa have a trace alfei zuze b'chazai. Ooh, famous gemara that we saw more than once. We saw an armisach dayin zanim u'beis. We saw above mitzia. We saw above a kamo that he had. Rav Papa had 12,000 coins that were left by someone by Bechuzai. Akninu ne'alo ne'alei rav l'shmua baracha agas agavasifa de beisei. So what happened in order to get him back? So our puppy transferred the money to Shmua Baracha through this thing known as Asifa de Beisei, like the entrance of his home. As Rav Papa shaked the lobe sudder karka, he gave over with a kinyan sudr, with a chalip, and he gave over the entranceway of his house, and agav, therefore he's makdalo the money, and that's how he ended up getting it back. Yasa nafik la'ape at tvach, when Shmuel came back with the money, her papa was so happy that he went to tvach to go out to greet him. He got all his money back. Imagine Chalila having to lose that over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. We're going to continue on, God willing, with other things that are considered nechase. Until then, I want to wish you all a great, great day.